Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there, welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. So let's talk about the integral part of healthy eating habits and weight loss that lasts, which is intentional eating. This is a beautiful thing. I absolutely love intentional eating because it's truly how my clients have had success with changing their eating habits, breaking quote unquote bad eating habits, losing weight, and having these changes actually last for life and result in other amazing benefits as well. So first, I'm going to define intentional eating so that you clearly understand what I mean by this. I'm also going to define what intentional eating is not. Next, I'll dive into the benefits of intentional eating and then the positive impacts of intentional eating on physical and emotional health, plus weight loss. Finally, I'll give you some actionable steps you can easily start taking today to start eating intentionally. Before I dive completely into these, I have some fun news. I just worked really hard on creating a brand new free video class, and I was excited to get this done and get it out to you to help you lose weight simply and for life so that you don't have to play this losing weight, gaining weight again, losing it, gaining it again. You don't have to play that game anymore. So in this class, I reveal the skill that makes the biggest difference with weight loss as far as eating habits goes. I give you the step-by-step what to do to master this skill, but I make it as simple and easy as possible. Then I give you the simple tool to help with the most common obstacle to weight loss. This tool will also just make you feel better in the process. So a double win. And finally, I give you a simple yet very effective three-step strategy, and this is actually backed by research, the first step of it, to make it easy to stay consistent with practicing the skill until you master it and utilizing the tool to help with that most common obstacle to weight loss. And when I say master the skill, I don't mean like this is going to take a lot of work. This actually takes like no work at all. It's actually very, very easy. Okay. So essentially that three-step strategy helps pull it all together so you actually lose weight and create healthier eating habits in the process, because that's what it's all about, right? So the class is three short videos. They're roughly 10 minutes in length, so you can easily binge this and just think binging this will be so much more useful than binging a Netflix show or YouTube videos. I know I like to do this occasionally as well, but you can definitely feel really good about binging these videos. And I jump right into the good stuff, so there's no fluff in these. Also, along with the three videos, you will receive some bonuses via email, along with some mindset tips to help create the weight loss results you want and actually keep those results. Okay, so let's dive into the art of intentional eating. What is intentional eating? So intentional eating is about being fully present and aware of what you're consuming. So this includes understanding and being aware of why you're eating, how much you're eating, and what you're eating, and the actual process or action of eating itself. So intentional eating means that you're being very deliberate and conscious of your decisions around food. It's not mindless. I'll dive a little bit more into this when I talk about what intentional eating is not. But essentially, intentional eating is kind of a blend of mindful eating and intuitive eating. Mindful eating is when you're present and sort of slowing things down a little bit as you're eating, being very aware of your body and the food and being grateful for the food and your body and also being very aware of the process of eating the food. Intuitive eating is very similar. It's being very much aware of your hunger signals versus when you are full and honoring that whole hunger fullness cycle. Meaning if you're feeling hungry, you're not ignoring that to the point that you're getting overly hungry and feeling like you're starving yourself and getting hangry. And on the flip side, it means awareness of when you're starting to feel maybe a little bit of fullness and not going to the point of being overly full. When you get into the cycle of eating when you're hungry and stopping before you get to the point of feeling full, weight management is so much easier. And this is a normal human cycle that we're supposed to be in. And lots of things in life are what get us out of this cycle. And that's when those quote unquote bad eating habits occur. And that's when the weight gain occurs. So really the key to losing weight and maintaining weight is getting back into this cycle, which is why this is the first thing that I focus on with clients. Because when you get back into that cycle, that's just the normal cycle. And you're focusing more on why you're eating instead of just trying to change like what or how much you're eating. And so when you focus on why you're eating, that makes it so much easier to pay attention to how much you're eating and what you're eating and be much more deliberate about that. So that's how intuitive eating helps with weight management. Now, I do realize that intuitive eating is going to sound a little bit like intentional eating as far as the wording, right? Or eating intentionally, and they are very similar. So I'll try not to confuse you when I'm using the terms, but think of eating intentionally as kind of like the big umbrella term, and mindful eating and intuitive eating are sort of part of that. They're under that umbrella. What intentional eating is it's not mindless eating where you're just not paying attention because you're doing something else. Basically, you're not aware of what or how much you're eating. And what it's also not is habitual eating, which essentially is mindless eating, right? Where you're eating out of habit, you're eating sort of automatically, not really necessarily paying attention. You're used to eating maybe in that particular circumstance. So that's really the only reason why you're eating. So examples of such would be if you're feeling an emotion like sadness and you eat in response to feeling sad, your brain then forms a link between the two and that can lead to an eating habit. When you're feeling sad, then your brain remembers, oh, when I ate this, I didn't feel as sad anymore, right? So this is emotional eating. And of course, this is always just a very, very temporary response where you sort of avoid that uncomfortable emotion with the food. It does not last and it is not an effective strategy of managing emotions. So intentional eating is also not about sticking to a restrictive diet or food rules. It's definitely not about perfection either. And intentional eating is pretty far away from eating impulsively for instant gratification. So actually think of it like the opposite of that. Not to say that you can't have that spontaneous ice cream. That's what I mean when I say that intentional eating is not about perfection. There can be those moments when it is spontaneous, but in general, if you're being intentional with your eating, you do not have to feel like it needs to be perfect or 100% of the time. You can still feel like you're a person who eats intentionally or define yourself as a person who eats intentionally without it needing to be perfect all the time, right? We don't want necessarily perfection, right? So hopefully at this point, you're pretty clear on what intentional eating is and what it's not. So to summarize it, intentional eating is being very conscious and aware of why you're eating, how much you're eating, and also to some degree what you're eating, or at least being deliberate about what you're eating and think about how that might serve you or not serve you, right? So you could be very intentional about eating candy, right? You're aware that it's just a treat. It's not necessarily providing you nutrition, but you've planned to have it ahead of time so that it's not like an impulsive thing, or it's not being utilized to escape from a negative emotion. You're like, okay, tonight I'm going to have some chocolate after dinner, right? Or tonight I'm going to have some ice cream after dinner. And then intentional eating is not mindless eating, restrictive diets, habitual eating, or perfection. All right, now I want to tell you the benefits of intentional eating. Intentional eating really helps to provide a better relationship with food, more balanced relationship. So yesterday I was interviewed as a guest for a podcast called The PA Is In. Check it out. If you're in healthcare or you're not in healthcare, the topics and discussions that Tracy has on this podcast with other people are just incredible and extremely informative, and a lot of them can really benefit anyone, even non-medical professionals. Anyway, we talked about our relationship with food, meaning how we view food, how we use food, how we feel about food. Having a healthy relationship with food is necessary if you want to end the struggle with quote unquote bad eating habits or a weight loss struggle. And that's why I help people improve their relationship with food when we work together through coaching, because it's so crucial in maintaining results for life. Another benefit of intentional eating is that it actually increases the satisfaction that you get from food. Many of my clients came to me initially and said they kind of eat quickly. And I actually used to be like this as well. My mom shared with me that when I was a baby, she apparently fed me very quickly because one of her friends had commented on it back when I was a baby. So it actually made a lot of sense to me why I always ate very quickly up until I changed my eating habits. Now I eat a little bit more slowly and I feel like I get all the benefits of that more like mindful eating. But anyway, when we slow things down, we get to enjoy that same volume of food for longer. And we're actually paying attention more to the flavors and the textures and even the smells from the food. And it really doesn't add on that much more time. So let's say that it would normally take you about 7 minutes to eat your lunch if you ate relatively quickly. If you slowed that down a little bit and enjoyed it more, that might stretch it out to 10 minutes, maybe 11 or 12 minutes tops. Also, you're actually giving your body a chance to release the hormone leptin. That's the hormone that lets you know when you've had enough. This helps to prevent overeating, which of course is going to help with either maintaining your body weight or losing weight. Another benefit of intentional eating is that because you're slowing things down, getting more satisfaction, you will see this occur in other areas of your life, promoting a generalized feeling of wellness or well-being. My client told me the other day that she's noticing how working together on being more mindful when eating is helping her be more mindful in other areas of her life, particularly with her small grandchildren, when she has conversations with her daughters, and when she's by herself just walking in nature or going for a bike ride. She feels more connected, like life has slowed down a little bit for her enjoyment. I noticed this as well personally when I started to slow things down also, and it doesn't add that much time, like I said. And then an important benefit of intentional eating is that you are overriding the part of the brain that wants to eat quickly and wants to eat out of habit or automatically or due to instant gratification by purposefully eating in a different way. So by default, you might be used to eating certain ways that are not helping like your eating habits or your weight loss journey, right? And so when you are very intentional with eating, just like being intentional with anything, right? You're sort of like interrupting and you're overriding the part of the brain that wants to just continue with the default habits, right? Or the default behaviors. So that actually helps to break those bad eating habits. Okay, and now to get into some positive impacts on physical and emotional health plus weight loss. So for physical health, intentional eating can definitely lead to better choices as far as what you're eating, meaning adding in some foods that are nourishing. It definitely helps with how much you're eating because you'll find that you're just naturally eating less and feeling just as satisfied. So this also helps with weight loss. And think about it, if you're eating, if you're honoring those hunger signals and you're learning when you're actually hungry and learning to eat when you're actually hungry, you're not feeling like you can be losing weight and not feel like you're more hungry, right? Not feel like you're starving yourself. So when I had lost weight the first time that I had attempted way back, I was doing it in the way that we all learn how to do it, right? Change like what you're eating, try to eat lower calorie foods and try to really significantly decrease your calorie intake for the day. I don't know what I was shooting for, but it was probably pretty low. And I felt hungry and I felt hungry like all day and a lack of energy, right? And so when you actually lose weight in the way that I help my clients lose weight by eating intuitively and eating intentionally, you're not going through the day feeling any more hungry because you're actually eating when you're hungry, right? So there's just different things about it that enable you to lose weight because we're decreasing the other times that you're eating when you're not actually hungry. And those are the other things like the emotional eating, things like that. So for emotional health, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, because you're making more mindful, you're being more mindful and you're slowing things down a bit, you will feel this generalized feeling of well-being. I've had clients describe it even as like a feeling of peace. Also, when you eat intentionally, you're not feeling shame or guilt or disappointment in yourself. Actually, if anything, you're feeling more like pride in yourself, right? So decreasing those negative emotions plus increasing the positive emotions help to boost that emotional health. And then because you're getting back into that more normal cycle of eating when you're hungry and stopping when you're either starting to feel a little bit full or stopping when you're no longer feeling your hunger signals, weight loss is just so much easier, or your body weight in general is just so much easier to manage. So here's how you can start with some intentional eating today. Make sure that you set aside time for when you're eating to only eat and not work or read or look on your phone while you're eating. Just eat, right? This allows you to pay better attention to the food, get more enjoyment from it, and pay better attention to when those hunger signals go away or when you're starting to feel like you've had enough without feeling overly full or bloated. We want to avoid that. Now, you might think that this will be hard because you have kids at home that might distract you, but one of my clients uses these distractions and pauses as her opportunity to check in with herself and her stomach to see if she's had enough to eat yet. And when you're eating, try to enjoy those flavors and slow it down a little bit. This should be fun for you to do, right? I mean, who doesn't want a little bit more enjoyment from the food that you're eating, unless you're eating something that you absolutely can't stand, right? And then if you've noticed some benefit to all of this, make sure you point that out to yourself so that it encourages you to do the same for the next meal or the next snack that you might have. To do a behavior again, our brain really needs to know that there's something rewarding about it. Otherwise, you're just basically going to be relying on willpower and kind of like forcing yourself to do the behavior again. So you acknowledging the benefits of eating intentionally will help to encourage this new behavior. All right, so that was a lot of information. So I will leave you with that. And don't forget to grab the new free class with the link down in the episode description. Or if you're listening to this episode on my website, you will see the link to the new free class on that episode page. The skill that I teach in that, my clients have felt like has been a game changer for them. And I want you for you to get in on this as well, because I would love for you to start losing weight simply for life and in a very, very healthy way. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll talk with you soon. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.